Hack the Entrepreneur is part of Rainmaker FM, the digital business podcast network. Find more great shows and education at rainmaker.fm. I want to thank today's sponsor, Hired. Hired is the world's most intelligent talent matching platform for full-time and contract technology talent that is actively looking for their next opportunity. They combine cutting-edge data science and a personal touch to surface and recommend the right talent from 17 cities around the world, offering you global reach and local expertise. Whether you are a founder, hiring manager, or a recruiter, Hired empowers you and your team to work together on sourcing active talent you wouldn't otherwise be able to identify, and make meaningful connections that are more likely to lead you to the right fit. And even better yet, Hack the Entrepreneur listeners can try Hired for free by going to hired.com/hack. Oh, and there's a special bonus. You'll get a $2,000 credit on your first hire. Again, that's hired.com/hack to get started today.
Welcome to Hack the Entrepreneur, the show which reveals the fears, habits, and inner battles behind big-name entrepreneurs and those on their way to joining them. Now here is your host, John Naster.
Hey, this is Hack the Entrepreneur. Thank you so much for joining me today. I am your host, John Naster, but you can call me Johnny. My guest today is an SEO specialist, marketing consultant, connector, and a digital entrepreneur. He's the founder of Resourceful, a weekly digital publication designed for digital entrepreneurs looking to save time and money. He has spent years becoming the unconventional digital marketing consultant. He's grown an e-commerce site to $1.5 million in 8 months, and he has managed an $80,000 a year online marketing budget. He is also the host of the Sell More podcast. Now, let's hack Brandon Lewin. I want to take a moment to thank today's sponsor, Ahrefs. If you want to grow your website's traffic from Google, you will need a ton of different SEO tools. You will. You'll need a keyword research tool. You'll need a backlink research tool. You'll need a competitor research tool. And you'll need a rank tracker, crawl report, backlinks, alerts, and the list goes on. Or simply, you could find the SEO hack. You can just join and sign up for Ahrefs' marketing toolset, which has all the tools you will need to improve your SEO and grow your search traffic from Google. Just sign up for our very special offer, hte.io/SEO. That's hte.io/SEO, and you'll get a 14-day free trial of Ahrefs. Plus, as a Hack the Entrepreneur listener, you'll get 30% off the first 6 months if you decide to stay. Hurry up. That offer only lasts until August 1st, 2016. hte.io/SEO, and increase your Google traffic today. We are back with another episode of Hack the Entrepreneur, and today we have a very, very special guest, Brandon. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, John. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, it's absolutely all my pleasure, and I think we're going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Nice.
I just wanted to say one thing. I know I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I'm ready to be hacked.
Nice.
I've hacked a lot of things, but I have never personally been hacked, so this is a first. I'm excited.
This is the very last time you'll ever be able to say that. So enjoy it. All right, let's jump into it, Brandon.
Cool.
Brandon, as an entrepreneur, can you tell me what is the one thing that you do that you feel has been the biggest contributor to your successes so far?
Listening, hands down, just listening to people, listening to their needs, listening to their emotions, their purpose, their goals, their ambitions, their dreams. I think it really comes down to when you work with people on that, and that's a big part of my business right now is working with companies and individuals and helping them grow from a digital marketing perspective. It's about listening. I mean, people have needs, and there are a lot of people out there that can do similar things to a service provider, similar to myself. But what sets you apart is whether you really truly care about somebody. And that's what I do. I've always been a very caring person. I've always been a very good listener. And I want to hear what I can help them out with. And also, it's not just listening to see how I can help them, because sometimes helping them isn't necessarily what I can do for them. It's maybe something that someone else can do for them, or maybe there's another need before they need help that I can provide. And how can I introduce them to somebody who does that? So it's just listening to that person where they want to go to and helping them get in that direction.
Nice. I really like the clarification at the end, because almost what I was thinking at first is like, is this like sort of like, are you trying to listen and help like selfishly so that it comes back to help you? But I think you clarify it, because I think a lot of people, we want to say like, I want to listen. I want to know all of their needs so that I can like exploit them and capitalize on them, which obviously is capitalism. Yeah. And I'm all 100% for it, but not when it's in like a one-to-one selfish kind of way.
No, absolutely not. You know, a perfect example of this is just like, goes back, John, is when I was first getting in the world of growing a business, being an entrepreneur, and I had a small social media company firm back in 2008, and I met with a kid who was brand new in the scene. He was like becoming a real estate agent, and he got introduced to me, and he's like, Brandon, I really need your help. And I had a small team with me at the time, and he's like, started explaining. We just started talking, and I knew just listening to him right off the bat that we weren't going to be a good fit for him, but I knew exactly somebody who could. And I introduced him to that person, and that person helped him grow his business. And now he's a very successful real estate agent. And he never came back and worked with me, but that's okay, because he got what he needed. And I think that's really what it comes down to, because in a sense, we always do things that are, you know, for ourselves. You know, it's somewhat selfish in a sense, but we do it. I believe that if you do the right thing, the universe pays you back. And so that's what it really comes down to, is when you listen, you point them in the right direction, it does come back to you. Just a matter of whether it's them or somewhere else.
Yeah. Very, very well said. Very well said. So starting a digital agency early on, let's go back. Let's go back to that point, or if it's before that. But I know going through it, it doesn't always make sense and it isn't always clear. But when we look back, seems like there's this time in every entrepreneur's life when they've realized one of two things, that either they had this calling to make this huge difference in the world, or as mostly seems to be the case, Brandon, they realize that they just can't work for someone else anymore. So I would love if you could take us back to when this happened for you, and then also tell us which side of the fence you see yourself on.
So actually, I went through a very interesting situation where I started off working for myself first, and then I eventually went and worked for somebody else. So I actually fall on both sides, because I do believe when I first started off that I was meant to do it. And then I thought, you know, I started a family and I decided to go work for somebody else. And then at that point, I realized that I was not a good fit for working for somebody else. Entrepreneurs are horrible employees. So at least I was. So going back, I was in college and I was sitting around and having a good time. And one of my best friends from high school, his older brother, reached out to me and he said, Brandon, you know what? He saw who I was. I'm very natural and networking and talking with people. And I had a big group of friends, and I had friends from all different groups, you know, the nerds to athletes to just regular old Joes. So I had a big group of friends, always kind of had the party to go to, the place to be. And he reached out to me. He's like, Brandon, listen, I got this idea. And he was off, he graduated college already. He was running a very successful online business, and he was buying and trading traffic. And so he came to me and said, Brandon, I want to start a new business. It's an online ticket brokerage. And this is right when like StubHub came up. And he's like, I want you to come and help me. I basically will give you the money. I will show you what you need to know and how to build a website and do all the parts that you need to grow a business. But you're going to do it all. I'll just be here to support you, and I'll be the financial backer. So I was like, fine, cool. Let's do it. So I went ahead and did that, and it was a lot of fun. I found like a niche, and I was really good at talking with people, but I also found out that I was good at building a website. I was good at the technical sides, and I was good at figuring things out on the internet. So these things just came naturally. I was like, man, this is awesome. Like, I love doing this. I love helping people out. And it failed miserably in 8 months. Like, we did very little in sales. It was a hard industry to crack into. It was just when things were coming from a lot of offline brokers for ticket brokers and coming online. So it was just difficult. Also, I had the wrong expectations coming into it. I thought right away, being young, dumb, and really ambitious. I wanted to, I could have went really the wrong way with that
you
one.
You did, yeah. I was like, that doesn't rhyme, but okay, that's better. I appreciate where you went with it.
Yes, yeah. I wasn't sure if this is clean or
it, about, it was just about to not be, yes, but...
So I just, you know, we decided to wrap up shop and we called it quits. And eventually I went back and worked with him. He stayed on to be a mentor of mine for a very long period of time. And a lot of what I do now and success that I've had, I give him a lot of credit for his guidance. But it just didn't work out at that moment. Everything happens for a reason. So I went off and actually started working as a salesman for another company. Learned a lot from a sales perspective. Went back on my own. I just always knew, though, deep down that I was meant to be an entrepreneur. My dad has been a small business owner for 40 plus years. My mom is an entrepreneur. My grandfather was. He owned a couple clothing stores in the south side of Chicago. And then my uncles have been entrepreneurs. So it's just like it's in my blood. And that's how I feel. And so I just kept on growing it. And I ran a small digital marketing agency, was really predominantly for social media is what we focus in on, that I started back in late 08, early 2009, when things really started to pick up for social media. And that's really where I thrived. I did really well. We grew it. I was serving a lot of businesses and business owners. And then I've met my wife, which was a blessing. And we got married and we were about to have a kid. And I decided, hey, I'm going to step back a little bit. So I'm going to sell off a portion of the company and go work for somebody else, which I did. And I thought that I wouldn't have to work as much, but that was not the case. And quickly just kept on. I jumped through three different agencies at that point. And I learned a ton from that period of time, a lot of different pieces of business and marketing that I never knew. It was a great learning experience, but I did quickly realize that I was miserable. I was unhappy. I had a long talk with my wife about what I wanted to do. And eventually I came back to the realization that one, I wasn't good for it, but I really was missing my calling. And my calling is to be an entrepreneur, to help and serve people to my best ability and to, you know, give them the skills that I possess and help them to grow as well. So.
And now almost 2 years into it, again, totally working for yourself. I love the calling of entrepreneurship. I love wanting to do it myself. I love being unemployable. But Brandon, can you honestly tell me the last morning you woke up and were just like lying in bed, like, I wish it didn't all ride on me today. I wish I could just go to work.
Oh, even never. Every time throughout my whole experience of working for myself, I've never woken up like that. Even through the most difficult times and things have become very challenging and stress levels are high, I have never felt that way. Never, ever, ever. Because it's when you know that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, you work through those challenges. It's like anything else. Like if you're in a marriage and you truly love that person, you're willing to fight to the bitter end until you can actually make that work out. And sometimes it doesn't. You can't force things, but you have to fight for it. And that's, you know, that's where I come down to it. I've never woken up like that. And I thank God for that too, because that, man, no offense to anyone else out there, but that'd be a miserable thing to think about if you're an entrepreneur.
Yeah, totally. Willing to fight to the bitter end. I love that. All right. So your one thing is this ability to listen to people and then to find out how you can help them or else how you can connect them to somebody else who can help them. Now, every expert on the internet talks about the 80-20 rule, right? Do 20% of the work, get 80% of the results. Do what you're good at. Delegate the rest. Brandon, could you please tell me something that you're absolutely not good at in your business?
Oh, man. What am I not good at? There's a lot of things I'm not good at. I think, you know, there's a social media component where you got to schedule stuff out. I'm not the greatest at that. You know, I guess there's a difference between what I'm not good at and also what I don't want to do too. I think from a video editing perspective, I like to do videos. I'm not the greatest at that. There's a ton operational things. Like that's why I've kind of, when I went back to myself or went back on my own, I decided I was going to actually just do predominantly working by myself or bringing on some other contractors. And I wasn't going to manage or bring on a team of employees because I'm not a good manager. I never have been. And so that's something that, you know, that I work with, and I have like a virtual assistant that helps me out with the scheduling. That's another thing I'm not good at is keeping on a consistent schedule. I always, if I do it myself, I tend to overbook things. So how much time do we have? Should I keep going?
It seemed like you were struggling at first, and then it was just you were on a roll. Like, I'm not good at this. I'm not good at this. So in there, though, you said something really interesting, Brandon. You said that, like, the difference, right? What are you not good at, or what is it you don't like to do? What is the difference between those two to you?
To me, is that, you know, there the things in a business, things have to get done. Certain things have to get done. You have to send invoices out. You have to follow up with customers. It just depends on what your business is. And there's certain things that have to be done, but you don't like them. And so that doesn't mean you necessarily are bad at them. You know, sending an invoice doesn't mean that how can someone be bad at sending an invoice? But, you know, so I think that's the big difference. There are certain technical skills, there are certain operational skills, there are other skills out there that you could be bad at. And that's I think the difference, that there's a skill versus task that can be delegated to others that will be better used for their time versus someone who's really focusing on the business can put forth their effort to things that make money for the company, that help the company grow. And that's I think the major difference, is that a skill can be outsourced, I guess, in a sense. So I don't know. I almost lost where I was going at the end. So there you go.
All right, Brandon. Now we're going to move to projects. So projects is a really loose term, but I know you just started something fairly recently that I would love to fit this in if we can to that. But as entrepreneurs, right, as like just sort of dreamers and creators, we always are coming up with new ideas, things we want to do. Things come through our inbox, things come through social media, things come from our own showers and walking our dogs. We just constantly come up with ideas. So there's this hard point of figuring out what to do next. Mm-hmm. So I would love, Brandon, you right now in your position, what is the process that you go through? And whether that's just an internal process or a written process, but what is the process that you go through when an idea comes to you that to decide that it is worth your time, energy, and resources?
If it's really worth it, first of all, I always go with a gut feeling. There are certain ideas. I have this whole file where I write down dream ideas. And, you know, because like you said, it comes to you in the shower, when you're walking, whatever the case may be, when you're talking on a podcast, an idea might pop into your head. But, you know, for me, it's a gut feeling. If I say, you know what, this really fits with where I'm going, I really feel strongly about this, then I go into that whole process of validation and research. And I think that's the biggest part where I've learned personally that that's the biggest thing. I've actually launched products before, or tried to launch products that failed miserably, because I thought I knew what my audience wanted. I guessed and I launched it and it wasn't the case. And so I decided that I did that twice, and I decided, you know what, I'm going to learn from these mistakes. I'm not going to bang my head against the wall. And I'm going to try something different. And so I listened to podcasts and interviews and read books and blogs and how people go about producing products. And what I noticed was that to really have a strong product, you have to do research. You got to make sure, you got to talk to the actual customers. And that's what I did. I started off, and I do that now, is I talk to customers. And the beautiful thing about that, I think, that most people miss out, and I don't want to turn this, be like, you need to learn how to do this, but what I learned too the most is that I actually get more ideas, that I don't need to come up with these ideas, that if you actually just talk to your audience, to your customers, and you ask the right questions, they will tell you exactly what they need and what they will buy from you. And then it's up to you in deciding actually what to go with first. So that's actually the process that I go through. I talk to my customers, my audience, people on my email list all the time. And I ask them questions, and then they tell me basically that this is what my problems are right now. In that circumstance, I can decide whether this idea or that idea is the one to go and move forward with. And so I did that recently, and it's been wonderful. I mean, the responses have been great. The growth has been wonderful. It's just been a breath of fresh air. I think the biggest thing is you take the pressure off of yourself too. At least for me, I took the pressure off my shoulders, not having to think about this, and just letting the people who are going to be the customers tell me what they wanted.
Yeah, I love it. That's so true. It takes that pressure off yourself. So you've launched projects that have been successes, and now through that, you told us there's also been failures.
Yes.
How what or how do you go through to decide, to decipher between the two? Meaning that you can launch some things that are just obvious successes, but then there's those ones where you feel like, I know what my audience wants. This is what I've created. They're not buying, but that's because I got to keep pushing and keep pushing until finally it's like, oh, dude, this isn't going to work.
Yeah. I think the difference between those, it just comes down to the gut feeling. Like you're absolutely right. It's just like you fail. You're like, oh man, I put this out there and it's not working. And then it's like, all right, do I really feel like this is something that people have resonated with? And I also think that, you know, when you launch something new, you should give away some of it. You know, you should give away to get some actual like customers on there, even if they're not buying, and just get feedback. And that will also give you validation, because if you have people who are actually using it, maybe they're not paying for it, and that's okay. But if they're saying, hey, you know what, I dig this. This is some changes. These are some things, blah, blah, blah. Then that should be enough information. That should be enough data to say, all right, I need to keep moving forward. And what else is the problem here? Maybe it's my landing pages, maybe my sales pages, maybe it's my advertisement. Well, what is it exactly, besides the actual product itself, that's not really clicking quite yet? And I think that's with any new product, it's the marketing that plays a huge effect. I mean, you know, how you communicate what you have to offer can be difficult. And so it takes time to test it out. If you give it, you know, 3-6 months, and after 6 months, it's not really resonating, it's not picking up, and you made a ton of changes, you put a lot of time into it, then that should be a good point of saying, all right, it's time to cut this off. But if your gut tells you, you know, to move forward, and I think as an entrepreneur, your gut tells you a lot of things and you got to stick with it. So that's personally how I do things. I test, I get feedback, I get people to sign up for free. Through that, I get some customers, I get some testimonials. And then if it keeps moving forward in the right direction, then that's a sign that there's progress to be made and that this needs to keep going and moving forward.
Brilliant. Brilliant. I love it, man. I love it. All right, Brandon, this has been an absolute blast, man. I want to wrap up on one final question for you.
Okay.
It's this idea I'm working with calling the entrepreneurial gap. So as entrepreneurs, as these creators and dreamers, right, we're always seem to be projecting our success into the future, meaning that we think to ourselves, in 1 month when I do this, I'll be successful. In 6 months when I hit that revenue goal, I'll be successful. In a year when I get to stand on that stage, I'll be successful. Yet we both know that moments before you hit that goal, any of those goals, you're going to set 5 or 10 bigger ones into the future.
Yes.
And from the outside, we can look as successful as possible. But from the inside, we want the next thing. And yes, we have to look forward to things. We have to push forward. We have to have goals. But like walking towards the horizon, we know that the further we walk, the further away it always gets. And so we end up sometimes living in this gap, which is the entrepreneurial gap, where we never get to where we want to be, and we end up just kind of never quite happy with our successes. You've been at this game now for quite a while, and you've been sort of born and bred into entrepreneurship. So you have a long ways to go ahead of you. Yes, I absolutely know that. But I would love it, Brandon, if you could stop right now, turn and look behind you at everything you've accomplished, achieved, the wins, the losses, the highs and the lows. But tell me how you feel about your entrepreneurial journey up until this very moment.
I'm very satisfied. The reason I'm very satisfied with where I'm at, and not to say, like, again, you know, just because you're satisfied doesn't mean you keep moving forward. But if I look back, I see that I've helped a lot of people, and there's been a lot of successes that I've been a part of. And that to me goes a long way. I know that when I'm out there talking to people, and I have talked to people and been a part of presentations, that people have come up to me and said, you know what, this was amazing. This changed my perspective. I'm going to launch my business, blah, blah, blah. Those conversations with people, that's what makes me feel satisfied, because this is why I do it. I also look back at it because now, even if I stop today, I could still feel very confident talking to my children and telling them what I've done and how I've helped people and changed their lives. And even if it's a small little change in their life, that makes a big impact in the greater grand scheme of things. You know, one little ripple can change a course, you know, of where life goes. So that's where I would say I'm satisfied. I can confidently go back to my children. And I think that for me, because I do have children, that's a big thing, you know, going back and showing them what I've done and being able to share with them these experiences and also allowing them a learning moment, I think that's a big one for me. So I would say I'm pretty satisfied, John.
Brilliant, man. I love it. I love it. And you damn well should be.
Thank you.
So we've got to talk about your business in passing. You have a very cool new project that we sort of discussed just now that I would love you to tell the audience about, as well as your brand new podcast. If you could tell the audience where specifically to find both of those, yeah, that would be very cool.
Awesome. I appreciate that. So first of all, as I was explaining earlier about the whole doing research and talking to people, I did that a few months back, and through talking about 17, 18 people, entrepreneurs, the same thing came up where they were growing a business. They either were established or they were just starting off. And they want and they love the resources that are available, but there's so much out there and there's not enough time. And although the internet has come up, it's also reduced the amount of time that we have. It's like it was supposed to make things easier, but it seemed to make things a little bit more complicated, a lot more complicated. So they asked for a central place to get all these great digital marketing resources, how to get SEO, how to do social media, how to grow the list. And so I have compiled a long and detailed directory that I basically pull information from and send to people on a weekly basis in a bunch of five. So it's five different resources each week, including articles, tools, courses, free and paid, and everything that you possibly can need to grow a business, whether it's established or new. And I send it to people directly to the inbox and make it really simple. And then I also take requests. So I call it Resourceful. And it's spelled with two L's, so clever name there. And you can find it at Brandon M, as in Michael, Lewin, lewin.com/resourceful with two L's. You can check it out there. Kind of have a crazy video that explains it on there. It's also got some details underneath it. And you can sign up and try it for a week for free. And if you don't like it, no harm done. If you do, then we can move past and it's a small subscription monthly. So, and then with all of that, I decided that I didn't have enough on my plate with everything else and having just a brand new baby being born, our third one 4 months ago, I decided I was going to start a podcast because I love podcasts. Big fan of yours, by the way, John. And I decided I was going to start one and I call it Sell More. Now, people get scared when they hear the word sell, and I don't want them to get scared because that's not the case. This is really about helping people grow a business. Everything that I do is about helping people drive their purpose, grow their passions, grow their business. And that's what it does. And we bring on, I do interviews and I also do individual segments too, where it's really just about interviewing experts who either entrepreneurs who have done it before and some marketing tips that they can provide for people or people who are head of tools like CoSchedule, and with Jason Drone on, who has Scriptly, which is an awesome software that's amazing for people out there who are entrepreneurs, and it reduces time. So we have people like that come on and talk about their products and their tools and how that can help other entrepreneurs. And then like you're going to be coming on the show too. So we're going to have awesome, we always have awesome guests. And that's what I'm really excited about, because it's just my part in helping people grow their business online and eventually how they can sell more. So there you go.
Very cool. What's your social media of choice?
I don't have a social media choice. I'm all over the place, man. I do it all. So I'm on Facebook. You can find me at facebook.com/blewin. And then I'm on the Twitters too. So Brandon Lewin, it's just there. And then I'm on Instagram. Instagram, I kind of fallen back a little bit. I've substituted Instagram for Snapchat. I'm loving Snapchat.
Oh, yeah.
So Snapchat on there as well as Brandon Lewin. So yeah, man, I'm all over the place. I'm very ADD and I like just being everywhere at once.
Fair enough, man. Fair enough. BrandonMLewin.com is the website. Resourceful is up on the navigation menu to find it as well. I'll track down Snapchat and your Twitter, and I'll post those in the show notes as well as a link to the Sell More podcast. It'll all be available to you at hacktheentrepreneur.com once you're done working out, driving, walking your dog or mowing your lawn. I'm not sure what you're up to, but whatever you're doing, it'll be at Hack the Entrepreneur once you are ready to reach out to Brandon and find out more about him. So Brandon, once again, man, thank you so much for joining me today. Thank you for taking the time and for sharing. And please, man, just keep doing what you're doing, because it is awesome and inspiring to watch.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much, John. Really, it's been a pleasure.
That was a fun conversation. Thank you, Brandon. And it fits in nicely because he's one of those SEO marketing consultant guys. And I want to just once again tell you, and I want to thank my sponsor, Ahrefs, for this past three episodes, but I want to make sure that you take advantage of the special offer they have put forth to you as a Hack the Entrepreneur listener. If you want more Google traffic, try it for free for 14 days, hte.io/SEO. That's hte.io/SEO. And if you do want to take them up, your first 6 months, they will give you 30% off. But right now, it is a 14-day free trial. Go there, use it for 14 days, and get some serious traffic from Google. It's a good fit. It's a good fit with the Brandon episode, I think. Because Brandon, I'm sure, I shouldn't say that he would recommend them to you. Because Brandon is a smart guy, and Ahrefs is a smart choice. So we've reached the point in the show where I go back and I listen to the conversation. I sort of sit back, have a coffee, listen to the conversation again, because I'm looking for something. So I went back and I listened. And then I went back and I listened one more time. And I found it. I found that one thing that Brandon said. That one thing. Did you get it? Did you hear it? Let's do it. Let's find the hack.
When you know that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, you work through those challenges. It's like anything else. Like if you're in a marriage and you truly love that person, you're willing to fight to the bitter end until you can actually make that work out. And sometimes it doesn't. You can't force things, but you have to fight for it.
And that's the hack. Brandon, Brandon, Brandon. When you know you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, you'll work through the challenges. You'll work through anything. This is a fear we have before we take this entrepreneurial leap. That will I want to go back? Will I be able, do I have the mental, the physical, the emotional fortitude to push ahead when necessary? And so I love the analogy that Brandon uses of marriage. We've all been in some sort of a relationship at some point. Relationships take work, whether it's with your best friend or if it's with a spouse or if it's with just some sort of significant other or if it's with your family. They take work. They take you wanting to be there or knowing that you want to be there or should be in that place and that you will work through it. It's why I think we can have fights and arguments and crazy things happen with families, and yet we don't just stop being family because we know we're meant to be there. Biologically, of course, but maybe biologically you are meant to be in entrepreneurship and taking these challenges on head first. Know that when you do that and when you feel that you are doing the work that matters to you, to your market, to your customers, to the world, that you will have the fortitude to push forward, to get out of bed and do the work that needs to be done. It happens. And Brandon just said it so well that that's how it will happen for us. There is a slight caveat, I guess. Not all entrepreneurs necessarily have this or get this. And that's probably not because it's not innate within us. I don't know if it's innate with any of us. But when we're doing the work that truly matters to us, then it becomes part of us. But about a year ago, Oren Claff, he wrote a brilliant book. He's a venture capitalist, but he wrote a brilliant book called Pitch Anything. And when he was on my show, because he sits on the side of giving out money to entrepreneurs, I asked him, what makes you decide what an idea is or a business is worth investing? He said, the idea is kind of irrelevant. The business is kind of irrelevant. It's the entrepreneur. When I'm sitting across from an entrepreneur, I need to know and feel that they will quit when they are done. They won't quit when they're tired. They won't quit when they're almost out of money. They won't quit when they haven't slept. They won't quit when they don't know what to do next. They won't quit when their team doesn't want to follow them. They'll quit only when they're done. And you get this like Brandon said, when you know you are doing what you are meant to be doing. I love it, Brandon. I love it. That was fun. All right. HackTheEntrepreneur.com. Stop by. Why don't you? Get on that email list. I would love to be able to write you every Sunday, and you can hit respond. You can say hi anytime you wish. All right. It's been fun. I truly, truly appreciate you stopping by. As always, I know you have a lot of options. Another great option is Brandon's new podcast, the Sell More podcast. Check it out. I'll have links to it on Simon's show notes on hacktheentrepreneur.com as well. You can track those down there. And if you need another show to listen to, that'd be a good place to start. Why not? Heck, I might even have been on that show at one point. If I have, I'm pretty sure I have. I have, actually. But I will link to that in the show notes for you as well if you want to hear me talking about marketing and business from the other side and me answering the questions, not asking them. That'd be a fun place for you to do it. All right. I won't take any more of your time. I truly appreciate it. And please, until next time, keep hacking the entrepreneur.